It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
Well, pretty short break there, but we're back to it. It's our second game of the doubleheader tonight here at the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Tournament as the host Redhawks of Hiawatha getting the Bears of St. Mary's here in a semifinal. And if you're just joining us, heck of a win for the Marysville Bulldogs in the first semifinal, upsetting number 4 in 2A, Jackson Heights, 44-42. So Marysville awaiting the winner of this one on Saturday afternoon in the championship. The loser will have to play, I'm sure, an angry and frustrated Jackson Heights team in that third-place game at noon on Saturday. So it's Hiawatha and St. Mary's. The Bears rocking the home white uniforms here, despite being inside the roundhouse at Hiawatha. Redhawks will be rocking the all-red uniforms as some people still trying to file in, getting set for this one here tonight as we're about to dive into the starting lineups. And Hiawatha coming in with a record of 5-6. Bears are in at 4-6. Midseason tournament championship berth is on the line. We'll step aside. Starting lineups in the tip-off is coming your way next here on KNCA.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
K-N-Z-A.
All right, second game of our doubleheader. Let's dive into it. Brandon, Kirk, Leah Page, everyone with you here, KNCA and the Hiawatha Channel. It's Hiawatha and St. Mary's, trip to this midseason tournament championship on the line. Let's start with the Redhawks tonight, 5-6 overall under eighth-year head coach Brady Jasper. Josie Delaney starts in the backcourt, 5'4 senior at 6.4 points per game. Darcy Lears, also a starter, a 5'8 senior, leading scorer, 14 points per game. Kenzie Nelson, a 5'5 freshman, 3.7 rebounds per game. Aubrey Kent, a 5'9 senior at just under 2 points per game. And then Abby Elfner, the 6'1 junior, just under 10 points and 6 rebounds per game. For Marysville, at 4-6 overall under head coach Dorian Silsbury, they go like this. Hope Garland in the backcourt, 5'4 junior at under 4 points per game. Catherine Moylan's a 5'4 junior at just under 6 points per game. Furnace Smith, a 5'10 junior, 6.2 points per game. Isabel Hurla, 5'7 sophomore, at just under 8 points a contest. And the leading scorer and rebounder for the Bears, Hayden Heim, a 6'1 sophomore, at just a touch under 16 points and 11 rebounds per game. Redhawks at 5-6 overall. The Bears are 4-6. Both trying to inch their way back to 500. Red Hawks in the road. Red uniforms, despite playing on their home floor tonight. Bears in the home white. The tip-off is controlled by Hiawatha. Winner gets Marysville on Saturday in this midseason tournament championship. Hiawatha from left to right here in the first half. They get it to Delaney in the right corner. Dribbles inside, now curling, skipping. Here's Abby Elfner. A left wing three is pure. Abby Elfner from downtown, 28% from three on the year. And Hiawatha takes the early 3-0 lead. St. Mary's, their first touch. Brenna Smith skipping it right side. This is Moylan who drives, throws up a wild shot, maybe tried to draw a foul, then saved it underneath. And taken away by Hiawatha. Good defense there. Kent pulls it away. Redhawks with Delaney, near side up the floor. Top of the key. And hands it off to Darcy Lears. Now Elfner turns, spins. Lears has it in the corner. Dribbles towards the wing, curls inside, throws up a shot, nearly banked it in, no good. Rebound for the Bears. Catherine Moylan. The rebound for St. Mary's. They beat St. Joe Lafayette in their first game Tuesday to get to this game tonight, and they throw that one away, a steal by the Redhawks. And now a three from Nelson is no good. Nearly banked it in from the right wing. And a rebound for Brenna Smith for St. Mary's. A little frantic pace, and now a ball that is thrown away. It was stolen by Lears. Great athleticism. And then she landed on the sideline to turn it over. And the Bears keep the possession. A 3-0 start for the Redhawks over a minute in. Here is Heimer, first touch, skips it. Moylan, a right corner three. This one is no good. And missing another one inside, getting it right back, throwing it up, no good. But a foul, and Brenna Smith with a couple of offensive rebounds, missing a couple bunnies, but will earn two free throws. The first foul of the game on Hiawatha, Aubrey Kent. And this puts Smith at the line, 6.2 points per game, makes the first free throw, and St. Mary's is on the board, trailing 3-1. 90 seconds into this first quarter. Bears playing much better basketball here in the last couple of weeks. They've won three of their last four. Smith goes 2 for 2, and the Bears trailing now 3-2. Hiawatha's been much better against non-league opponents this year. The Redhawks just 2-5 in Big 7 league play. Here's Elfner, a touch inside, bouncing it up top. Now Lears has it at the top of the key. Kicks it right to Elfner, who fires a three. This one's short, and a rebound for St. Mary's. Hayden Heim pulls that one down. Four early rebounds for the Bears. 2 minutes in, 6 to go, first quarter. A whistle and a foul across midcourt. Redhawks pick up the foul. Delaney with her first, team foul number 2. The Bears will throw it in near side. And they get it into the left corner with Brenna Smith. And another pass that's knocked out of bounds. Darcy Lears, heck of an effort again to knock that one away. Hiawatha getting hands in the passing lanes early. Here's a touch inside for Smith. Turning, firing, no good on the shot. Abby Elfner the rebound for Hiawatha. Here's Delaney up the near sideline. Elfner now towards the corner. Puts it on the dribble once, dumping it inside. This is Aubrey Kent turning, and it had her shot blocked inside, and a rebound for Brenna Smith. Good start for her, the 5'10 junior. Bears get it to Hurla up the floor, right side in the corner. Kicks it back out to Garland. Near side on the wing, Moylan. Here's a drive by Smith underneath. Reverse shot no good. Might have been partially blocked by Elfner. And Abby pulls away that rebound. And now Delaney slowing the tempo across the timeline from left to right. Coming up on 3 minutes into this first quarter, a 3-2 Redhawks lead. Lears a drive. Kicks one to Kent. And Nelson able to save it. Get it back to Delaney up top. Now Delaney dealing with a little bit of pressure here. Now Lears on the right wing. Elfner gets it in the corner. Holding it high. Good matchup there with Heim and Elfner. Lears curls inside. Shot is up. No good, but a foul. First foul against the Bears, and the Redhawks get free throws out of it. They get Hurla with her first. And Darcy Lears shooting 2 free throws. Darcy, a heck of a season. 14 points per game. She averages 5 steals a game. Pretty incredible. She misses the free throw, just 49% at the stripe. She also averages 6 rebounds a game. The 33% three-point shooter, just a very good athlete in the Big 7. And she goes 0-for-2. She misses them both. Rebound for Herla. Bears have a chance to take their first lead, but they don't. They throw it away. Turnover number 3. And here's Delaney pushing the tempo and pulls up a transition 3. This one's strong off the heel. And a rebound for the Bears, and she stepped on the baseline and out of bounds. That was Herla, who grabbed the rebound, didn't see her footing. And the Bears give it right back to the Redhawks. 4:35 to go, first quarter. Low scoring, 3-2. The Redhawks with the lead and the ball. Delaney gets the pass up top, looking for Lears. Now Elfner gets it left corner, hesitates on a 3. They go inside. This is Kent turning. Now Delaney gets it back up top. They'll reset. Man-to-man defense by the Bears here early. Both teams have some good height inside. Here's Lears, right side. Stepping back, going behind the back. Curls around a screen. Kicks it left corner. This is Nelson. Delaney gets it up top. Now kind of backing things out. Lears another touch left wing. 4 minutes gone by. First quarter, 4 to go. A 3-2 Hiawatha lead. Winner gets Marysville in the midseason tournament championship on Saturday. And there's a turnover. Second by the Redhawks. Bears want to push the tempo. Nice bounce pass inside. Layup no good, but a foul. Hayden Himes set to shoot 2, the leading scorer for St. Mary's. Redhawks foul against Elfner, her first. Team foul number 3. 3:49 to go, first quarter. Bears have a chance to take their first lead. Himes at the line. And the first one is good. A 6'1 sophomore who averages 15.9 points per game, 10.9 rebounds per game, and just over 2 block shots a game as well. Very impressive numbers for the 6'1 sophomore who goes 2-for-2 at the line and has 2, and the Bears have their first lead at 4-3. 3:45 clock moving first quarter. Here's Delaney, left side. This is Kent. Correction, Nelson. Nelson curling, top of the key, gets it back to Delaney. Bears have played man-to-man here early on. Now Lears curls in the lane. This is Kent, Elfner, Delaney, little three-man weave at the top of the key. Elfner gets it back, and the top of the key it goes with Nelson, driving right, kicks it on the wing. Delaney gets it back, works top of the key, left side past the Lears. Lears works it back top of the key, curls in the lane, kicks it to Elfner, dropped it, gets it back to Lears in the corner. Now at the elbow, this is Kent, turns down an open shot, hands it off to Delaney, and back to Lears. Good defense on this possession here by the Bears. A lot of perimeter passing by Hiawatha. Finally getting in the lane, pulling up just inside the free throw line. No good on the shot by Delaney, and a rebound for St. Mary's. Brenna Smith already has 5 rebounds in the opening quarter. Bears by 1. It is 4-3. 2:44 in this first quarter to go. So we've seen man-to-man defense by the Bears, and Hiawatha's been playing a zone, a 3-2 variety. Near side, this is Garland, now works it back top of the key. Couple dribbles, now trying to get one in between the top 2 defenders. It's on the floor, whistle and a jump ball. Tie up possession arrow will stay with St. Mary's. So now 2:28 left in the quarter. Bears to throw it in underneath their own bucket. This is an entry pass from Moylan, finding Brenna Smith with ease, who now has 4. And the Bears up 3. It's 6-3, under 2.5 minutes to go in this quarter. And for some reason, they haven't started the clock. Still stuck on 2:28. No one's really noticed it yet. Should be 2:09, so about 20 seconds of play, and nothing came off the clock. A foul is called. Abby Elfner's going to shoot 2. St. Mary's foul on Hayden Heim, her first. So Abby Elfner, 3 points here, and a little strong on the free throw, no good. She averages just under 10 points and 6 rebounds a game, but she averages over 3 block shots. Aaliyah Contreras is in for the Redhawks, first sub for Hiawatha, and the second free throw is good by Elfner, who has all 4 for Hiawatha. They trail the Bears 6-4, under 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Bears also had a sub in the game with Lily Singdillon. Had it knocked away out of bounds. Bears will keep it at 2:17 to go. And a 6-4 lead. Here is Herla. Drives. splits the defenders. The shot is up no good, but she draws the foul and will shoot two. Nice hard drive by the 5'7 sophomore Isabel Hurla. Chance to extend on this lead here early. Hiawatha foul on Contreras, who just checked in. That's her first. And the free throw no good there by Hurla. So a Bears team, 4 wins and 6 losses so far this season. They beat St. Joe Lafayette Tuesday, 61-50. And the second free throw is good by Hurla. So she goes 1 for 2, has one. 7-4 Bears, 2:10 to go in this first quarter. Here's Delaney, angles left, hands it off there, left side to Lears. Delaney gets it back, now they set it up for Lears. Right wing three is on the way. This one no good. Battle for the rebound, and Kent has it offensively. So a second chance opportunity as Elfner now has it in the corner. Contreras, top of the key three. Off the heel, strong. Rebound Bears. Rebound for Singdillon. Pushing up the floor. Here's Hurla stepping into a three. Nearly banked it in. No good. Left wing. And a rebound for Contreras. Quick one and done possession for the Bears. They lead it 7-4 here at Hiawatha with a 1:35 to go in this first quarter. Winner to the tournament championship Saturday. They'll get Marysville. The loser gets Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights, number 4 in 2A, upset by Marysville earlier tonight. Here's Contreras towards the right corner. Good defense here by the Bears, and Contreras called for a walk. Third turnover by Hiawatha. And a sub in for the Bears as Smith comes right back in, taking the spot of Hurla. A minute 17 left, first quarter. Bears 7, Redhawks 4. Redhawks showing some half-court pressure here. Bears work it across with Garland just inside the midcourt line. Now left side drive, taking it all the way from the left corner. It's good for Hayden Heim, who now has 4. A 9-4 Bears lead at under a minute to go. 52 seconds and counting. Here is Delaney, entry pass, Lears, curls inside, now bouncing it to Contreras in the corner. Puts it on the dribble once, gets it up top. This is Kent, who hands it right back behind her to Delaney. Under 40 seconds to go. See how Hiawatha wants to handle the late stages of this opening quarter, down 9-4. Delaney just a few feet inside midcourt. Angles left, stops high on the wing, up top to Lears with 25 seconds to go. Elfner at the right elbow, steps back, now Lears in the corner. Lears on the dribble towards the wing, curls in the paint, kicks it to Delaney, a good look, left side three, it is no good, and a rebound for St. Mary's. 12 seconds to go for the Bears, a 5-point lead and a chance for the final shot. They don't guard Moylan, who fires and hits a right wing three. Catherine Moylan, her first bucket. It's 12-4 Bears with a second to go. Lears hucks one from half court, it's no good. And a great start for the St. Mary's Bears here at Hiawatha. They lead the Redhawks 12-4 at the end of the first quarter. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the Fender Mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports, your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
Good start for St. Mary's here at Hiawatha. They lead the Redhawks 12-4, and now Hiawatha with a quick turnover to start the second quarter. Transition bucket missed, tipped out of bounds, and the Bears will keep it. Missed opportunity by Smith in transition, but Hiawatha the last to touch it out of bounds, so the Bears have an opportunity after the turnover. Just getting going second quarter, and now there's a steal by Darcy Lears. Nicely done on the inbounds pass. 5 Bears turnovers in the first half. Contreras curls inside, takes it all the way. Shot is up, no good, but a foul. So Contreras, the sophomore, is going to shoot two here for Hiawatha. The foul against Brenna Smith, her first. Team foul number three. Contreras off the bench, nearly 2 points per game. First free throw, no good. 50% shooter at the stripe. As Kenzie Nelson checks back in for Hiawatha, replacing Aubrey Kent. 7:36 to go until halftime. Bears 12, Red Hawks 4. Second free throw, Contreras hits the back iron and falls off, no good. Rebound for the Bears. Brenna Smith, another one for her. 6 first half rebounds. Here is Moylan, who hit a 3 right at the end of the first quarter. Over the top pass, now they go inside. This is Heim turning, had it knocked away. Getting it back is Smith, pulls up, hits the back iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, able to get it and keep the possession alive for St. Mary's. Here's Garland, steps in, little floater from 10. Hits the rim 3 times, falls off, no good. Hiawatha the rebound. Couple opportunities there for the Bears, but they come up empty. Here's Contreras, shaded left, top of the key. Now works it inside, a hard drive, kicks it out of bounds, and turns it over. Just past a minute into this second period, 12-4 is our score. Bears have it in the lead. Good hustle by Lears, knocking one out of bounds. Bears will throw it in just inside the midcourt stripe, far side of the floor. This is Moylan, gets it in. This is Herla. Into the corner, Smith drives underneath, kicks it, top of the key, now Garland, and a long three is good. That might have been NBA range from Moylan, who now has 6. And a timeout on the floor. It's a full, we'll follow suit. It's all Bears here early, leading Hiawatha 15-4, early second quarter. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy. Call them at 785-985-2292.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, a quick three that was missed by Hiawatha. A rebound for St. Mary's, and then they turn it over. Does Hayden Heim as she is called for a travel. So Hiawatha gets it back, down 11 here, early second quarter, Bears out to a 15-4 lead. Here's Delaney, once Elfner top of the key, closed out quickly, Contreras now has it on the wing, drives in a little bit, now pushing towards inside a little bit more, backed out, good defense by Herla, and Contreras has to throw it back up top to Delaney. Delaney wants a ball screen, not getting it, now bouncing one to the elbow, Lears a cut, Elfner missing. Up top it goes to Nelson, right side to Contreras. Lears trying to post on the block. Contreras trying to find the entry. They get it into her. It's knocked away. Bears trying to come away with a steal. Contreras kept it alive, and Lears somehow saved it. Delaney now open for 3, and no good. Missed it, and the ball's going to go all the way out of bounds. And last touch by the Bears, so Hiawatha's going to continue this possession here. First time tonight we'll see Addison Williams for Hiawatha. Contreras will take a seat. 5:39 until halftime. Bears 15, Red Hawks 4. The winner gets Marysville in the championship of this tournament on Saturday, and a deep three by Darcy Lears. Second three for Hiawatha. Lears her first bucket, 15-7, chipping away a little bit. Good defense by Delaney. Out of bounds it goes. Another sub in for St. Mary's. We'll see Lily Singdillon come back in as Herla will take a quick breather. Far side of the floor, Garland to throw it in for the Bears. Into the backcourt it goes to Singdillon. Singdillon shaded a little bit more right. Entry pass knocked away and a steal. Turnover by the Bears. Here's Delaney pushing the tempo. Kicks it left. Lears, left wing, wanted it again for three, but turns it down, and then she drives and is bumped and fouled on the floor. Team foul number four against the Bears. They will get Moylan with her first. Maisie Kent is checking in for the Bears, a 5'5 sophomore. First minutes for her tonight. Just over 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 15-7, Bears in front. Hiawatha with the ball. Here's Delaney, left corner, high left, goes back to Lears. Lears gets by the defender, lobbing one to Elfner. Good extra pass, a corner three is no good. Lears the offensive rebound, throws one up, no good. And a foul call underneath on the second rebound attempt. They get home with her second. And the Redhawks to keep the possession again. They'll throw it in underneath. Lears to throw it in, left side of her own backboard. Throws it in, high left, Delaney has it. Lears trying to post up, instead goes off to the wing. Here's Williams, a touch, up top to Elfner. Fires a three, no good, too strong. Offensive rebound for Addison Williams, and then she traveled with it. Six first half turnovers now by Hiawatha. They trail St. Mary's 15-7 at 4:39 to go in the half. Isabel Herla back in. Also, Brenna Smith is checking in. Singdillon and Kent will sit down for St. Mary's. So here is Garland splitting two, gets it into the front court. Now Heim a drive. Shot is up, no good. Elfner the block, and she grabs the rebound. Williams up the floor. Nelson missing the layup in transition. A lot of contact, no call, and the Bears fortunate to not give one up there. Now a shot is up and good by Hayden Heim, who now has six. 17-7 Bears. Hitting the halfway point of this second quarter. Elfner, shot is up inside, no good. Offensive rebound for Nelson, missing another one, tipped out of bounds. And last touch by the Bears. Hiawatha getting some cracks inside, but just unable to connect. Redhawks have struggled here offensively. Came in just averaging 38 points per game. Here's Lears, high left with it. Past the halfway point of the second quarter. A 10-point lead for St. Mary's. Here's Delaney, right side pass. This is Nelson, doing a little work herself. Good kick to Williams, open for three, short. And a rebound for St. Mary's. Brenna Smith, another rebound, and then a foul against Williams, who picks up her first and team foul number five. So both teams have five collected fouls in the first half, both with one to give. 3:38 and counting second quarter, 17-7 Bears. They have the ball in the front court. Here is Moylan, a three in and out. It was halfway down and spins out. And the rebound for Garland to keep it alive. Here's a little pull-up that's no good, and a rebound for Addison Williams. Hiawatha down 10 with the ball. Lears going inside, turning his Nelson into a double team, now triple teamed, and then chucks it into the backcourt. Somehow Delaney near midcourt able to get it back. 3:05 to go in this first half, 17-7 Bears. Here's Lears right side on the wing. Bears have played man-to-man pretty much the whole first half. Lears a drive, reverse layup, spins out, no good. Another offensive rebound here for Nelson. Now Delaney gets a crack up top. Head of steam drive in the lane. Shot is up and good. 3-2 defenders. Josie Delaney makes it 17-9 at 2:42 to go until halftime. And a pass inside. Too much on it. Looking for Heim and a Bears turnover. And a timeout on the floor. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Bears take that timeout. 2:37 left in the half. They lead here at Hiawatha. 17-9. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the now 2:35 and counting until halftime. Hiawatha with the ball into the front court, trailing St. Mary's 17-9. Here's Elfner up top to Lears. Lears looking right, goes that way to Delaney. Now a zone defense here by the Bears out of the timeout. This is a 2-3. Hiawatha trying to adjust. Delaney has it. Now they get in the middle there with Lears. She'll dive. Shot is up and good. A finesse finish with the right hand for Darcy Lears, who now has five. 17-11, Red Hawks within six. Here is a touch at the elbow, right side kick, Heim for three, this one no good. Delaney the rebound for the Red Hawks. Delaney pushing the tempo with under 2 minutes to go in this first half, trailing by six. Here is Addison Williams, now Lears, diving to the block, kicks it left, skip to Delaney up top, they'll reset. Brady Jasper, eighth-year head coach for the Red Hawks, barking out the signals. Lears to touch right side on the wing, looking for Elfner inside. Instead, they reverse the basketball to Delaney on the wing. Under 90 seconds to go. Williams up top, right side to Lears. Hiawatha trying to repeat as their midseason tournament champs. They won it last year. Of course, had one of their best years in school history a year ago, 18-4. Although it ended in the sub-state round. Kent has it in the right corner, approaching a minute to go. Hiawatha a lengthy possession here as Williams now has it up high. Just cracked south of a minute to go in this first half. 17-11 Bears. Red Hawks with the ball down six. Elfner to Lears at the elbow. Drives, gets by defender, lays it in for two. Lears with seven and the Red Hawks within four. 17-13 at under 45 seconds to go. Here's Garland, drives a little floater, too strong off the heel. Elfner a rebound, who now has five in the first half. And now Delaney slowing the tempo with 30 seconds to go, and the Red Hawks closing out this first half strong. Down by as many as 10 in this first half, within four and 20 seconds to go with the ball. Delaney right side to Lears, down to 15 seconds. Certainly want to play for the final shot now. Delaney hands it off to Lears. 8 seconds to go. Back to Delaney. Now six. Lears, left side. Curls. Gets it inside. Now kicks it to Delaney. Had a three blocked, and St. Mary's will get the rebound, and that'll take us to the end of the first half. So a strong finish for Hiawatha after St. Mary's controlled the pace early. And the Bears leading here in the roundhouse. 17-13, our halftime score. And up next, we've got our halftime show. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Bears 17, Red Hawks 13. Back in a moment here on KNCA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Second game of the doubleheader at the half. Bears of St. Mary, 17. Red Hawks of Hiawatha, 13. Winner of this game will get Marysville Saturday afternoon here at Hiawatha High School for the championship game of the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament here in 2023. Marysville in the first game tonight upset 2A number 4 Jackson Heights, 44-42. The Jackson Heights will get the loser of this game for third place at noon on Saturday, followed by the championship game around 1:30 between Marysville and the winner of this second game. Right now the Bears lead it 17-13. They jumped out early, had a 12-4 lead, and at one point led 17-7 in the second quarter, but Hiawatha came back strong, scored the final 6 points of the first half. So a 17-13 Bears lead as we dive into the numbers a little bit. Bears had a good first half rebounding the ball and got 6 points from Hayden Heim to lead the way. 4 points and 9 rebounds from Brenna Smith in the first half. They also got 6 from Catherine Moylan on a couple of threes, and then 1 point from Isabel Herla. Hiawatha had 7 from Darcy Lears, including a 3 in the first half. They got 4 from Abby Elfner, 2 as well from Josie Delaney. So low scoring affair, no doubt. Bears had 8 turnovers. Red Hawks had 6. Bears out rebounding the Red Hawks 18-14. Bears much better at the free throw line. St. Mary's hit 5 of 6 in the first half at the stripe. Red Hawks also 6 attempts, but they only hit 1 of those 6 attempts at the free throw line. Bears 17, Red Hawks 13. Another timeout. Back in a moment here on KNTA.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy-to-use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class
on campus or online
with no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy, call them at 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Halftime again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon Kurtz, Paige, and Leah all with you here. KNZA also on the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net. The Hiawatha Girls Invitational Tournament, the second semifinal tonight. Hiawatha trailing St. Mary's 17-13. Marysville in the first game tonight beat 2A number 4 Jackson Heights 44-42. So the Bulldogs will get the winner this game on Saturday afternoon in the championship at 1:30. Third place game will be between the loser of this one and Jackson Heights around noon. Again, our halftime score, Bears 17, Red Hawks 13. We'll take a final 90-second timeout, and the second half is coming up next here on KNZA.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, here we go. Second half underway, and the Bears a quick turnover to start the third quarter. Hiawatha down four with the ball. Their first possession going now from right to left. Winner gets Marysville in the championship game of this tournament on Saturday here in Hiawatha. Here's Delaney. Curls around the screen, takes it all the way, but missed the layup. Rebound for Brennan Smith and the Bears. 4-point lead for the Bears, 30 seconds into the third quarter. Moylan open for three, in and out, no good, but an offensive rebound is put back up and in by Hayden Heim. Time now, 8 points and five rebounds. 19-13 Bears, 7:15 to go, third quarter. Here's Lears curling all the way left wing to get inside and lay it in for two. Lears leading score for the Red Hawks with nine. 19-15 Bears, a minute into this third quarter. Red Hawks come out in a zone defense. This is Garland, right side pass to Hurla. And it's tipped and taken away. Delaney comes away with a steal. 10 turnovers in the game. Swinging one up and in was Kenzie Nelson. A nice move inside, avoiding contact. 19-17, the Bears within, or correction, the Red Hawks now within two. 90 seconds into this third quarter. Hurla, a drive. Arcing shot, no good. Rebound Delaney. Chance to tie or take the lead here for the Red Hawks early in this third quarter. Lears from the right corner. Baseline drive underneath. Reverse layup, good. Kissing one off the window. Darcy Lears, double digits now with 11. And we're tied at 19. And a whistle and a foul. Our first foul on either team here in the second half. They get Kenzie Nelson with her first. A 19-19 tie. Good start here for the Red Hawks after trailing by four at halftime with a 6-2 start here in this quarter, tied at 19 apiece. 2 minutes gone by in this third quarter. Red Hawks continue to extend out this zone defense. Nice drive by Moylan. Little pull-up J. It's no good. Rebound for Hiawatha. Here's Delaney. Chance for the Red Hawks to take the lead. Elfner, left side on the wing, thought about a three, turns it down. Nelson gets it up top, at the point, spins in the lane, stops on a couple of white jerseys, and then had it knocked away. Lears has it at the point, drives, kicks it right. Delaney open for three, good! Josie Delaney from downtown, 19% from behind the arc this year. She cans one there, 22-19, the Red Hawks take the lead. Their early portions of the third quarter, a whistle and a foul, an entry pass to Hayden Heim, and had three red jerseys surrounding her. They'll get the foul on Lears. That is her first. And the second Red Hawks team foul. Bears to throw it in. Garland open, sets for three. This one no good. Rebound Hiawatha. 3-point Red Hawks lead, 22-19. Here is Nelson, right side on the wing, had it knocked away, looking for Delaney and a steal for the Bears. Bears pushing the tempo here with Hurla. Hurla drives, kicks it corner. Here's Garland, an open three. It's an air ball, offensive rebound up and good by Hayden Heim. Heim now with 10. 22-21 Red Hawks, 4:47 to go, third quarter. Delaney right side, this is Nelson. Nelson on the dribble, back to Delaney just inside midcourt. Now Lears high right on the wing. They want Elfner inside. Good defense right now by the Bears, keeping everything away from the blocks. Here's Nelson at the point. Puts it on the dribble. Driving. Shot is up. It is blocked by Heim, but she gets it back. Throws it up. No good. And the Bears get that rebound. And it's knocked out of bounds. Bears will keep it. Good hustle there by Delaney. We'll see Addison Williams in for Hiawatha, also a sub in for St. Mary's. Maisie Kent has checked in, saw about a minute or so in the first half and getting some early minutes in this second half. Bears down one with the ball, 22-21 at 4:10 to go in this third quarter. Here is Garland, top of the key, and a pass gets away from Kent and out of bounds. The Bears turnover. 11 in the game, 3 in the quarter, and a timeout for St. Mary's. Good start for the Red Hawks here in the second half. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. Timeout presented by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman in studio. We got Paige and Leah with us for the Hiawatha Channel, doing a great job as always. And we'll have coverage of the championship Saturday here at this invitational tournament hosted by Hiawatha. Marysville awaits the winner in the championship game here. Right now the Red Hawks leading the Bears 22-21. The loser will have to play, I'm sure, an angry Jackson Heights team who got upset today. Jackson Heights, a top five team in 2A in the latest rankings, but Marysville just a 3-8 team coming in, and they got the win tonight. So the Bulldogs played a nice tournament so far with wins over St. Joe Lafayette, or correction, with actually a loss earlier this week, I should say, for Marysville to Hiawatha, but somehow with how the tournament is constructed, Marysville found their way into the championship. Out of the timeout, Williams, a pull-up J from the left wing is good. Addison Williams on the board. And a 24-21 Redhawks lead at 3:45 to go. Here's Heim, short corner right. Gets it to Smith, who pulls up at the free throw line. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Hiawatha. The Bears will keep it. Bears having a little bit of frustrations here offensively. They're down three, 24-21, 3:35 clock moving third quarter. Entry pass to Heim inside, off balance, shot up and good. Nice touch off the window by Hayden Heim, who now has 12. 24-23 Redhawks at 3:23 to go in the third. Here's Delaney with the basketball. Bears going back to man-to-man. Elfner gets it up top, works right. Delaney in the corner, nice ball fake. Kicks it back to Elfner, pulls up, right wing three is good. Abby Elfner from downtown, she's got seven and two threes. 27-23 Redhawks at 3 minutes to go in the third. Williams nearly coming away with a steal. Bears get it across the timeline, kicks it back left. It's Moylan up top to Garland. And now the Redhawks playing a good 2-3 zone defense. Missed three from the right wing is no good by Kent, and a rebound for Delaney. Redhawks by four, 2:42 to go in this third quarter. 27-23 is the score. Lears kicks it left. Williams curls in the lane. Launching a pass. Delaney in the corner. Short on a three. Rebound for the Bears. Kent trapped in a double team and a whistle and a foul. This will be the third team foul of the quarter. They get Williams with her second. Bears down four with the ball, under 2.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Get it up the floor to Moylan, high right. Up top it goes to Garland. Working right, now bouncing it. Should have been a kicked call, but no call. Shot is up and no good, but a foul and free throws coming up here for Brenna Smith. Aubrey Kent picks up her second foul. Team foul number four against Hiawatha. This is Brenna Smith, who has 4 points and 10 rebounds. And she makes the first free throw and now has five. Aubrey Kent comes out, sub in for the Redhawks. As it's Nelson back in, and Smith goes 2 for 2. She's got six and a 2-point lead for the Redhawks, 27-25. At just over 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here's Lears looking inside for Nelson. Knocked away, out of bounds. Good help side defense there by Smith to knock it away. Delaney will throw it in for Hiawatha. 2:01 to go, third quarter. Redhawks holding on. It's 27-25. Here's Lears, high right. Puts it on the dribble. Now Williams a touch. Left side it goes to Nelson in the corner. To the wing, inside the Lears, and bumped from behind, and a foul against St. Mary's. Moylan picks up her second, and the first foul by the Bears in the second half. Isabel Hurla going to check in. Maisie Kent will come out for the Bears. Lears to throw it in for Hiawatha. Left side of her own backboard, chucks it in over the back of the defense. Delaney has it, now Lears inside, bumped again and fouled. Clock stops at 1:48. Isabel Hurla, who just checked back in, picks up her second, and team foul number two. 27-25 Redhawks. Here is Kent, knocked away. Correction, that was Nelson. And another foul as Nelson was able to get it back in the corner. I believe this is on Brenna Smith, and it is. That is her second. So three straight fouls on this possession by the Bears. This possession continues for the Redhawks. Throwing it in is Delaney. We're down to 1:40 to go in the quarter. It's a 2-point lead for Hiawatha at 27-25. Here is Nelson. They go inside. Lears turning, facing, firing, and rims it up and in just over the front of the iron. And Lears now with 13. 29-25. A four-point Redhawks lead at under 90 seconds to go. Good pass inside, Heim, up and good. Nicely done, a good pass from Smith, and Heim now with 14. 29-27, Redhawks by two, 70 seconds to go in this third quarter. Lears spins, gets in the lane, hook shot, rims out, no good. Rebound for St. Mary's. Good defense here by the Bears, or correction, by Hiawatha against the Bears, trying to work it up the floor. Here's Heim in the corner, gets it back to Moylan. The Redhawks continue to go zone here in this third quarter. 45 seconds and counting. There's a pass towards the right corner. Couple bodies hit the floor. Whistle and a tie-up. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Hiawatha as they force the turnover. Now Hiawatha can play for the final shot if they choose. Leading by two, 39 seconds to go in this third quarter. 29-27 is the score. Delaney right side pass to Lears. Up top to Elfner. Left side to Delaney. Delaney, a couple dribbles up top. It goes to Nelson. 24 seconds and counting. Delaney up top, Williams. Right side to Lears. Zone defense right now for St. Mary's. Down to 15 seconds. Getting the call, Delaney in front of the midcourt stripe. Works left, hands it to Williams. Back towards the point. Now Elfner, NBA range three. It is well short, no good. Rebound for Prentice Smith. Now 4 seconds for the Bears. Smith wants to go coast to coast. Puts up a shot. It is no good. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Another good one brewing here in this semifinal. Redhawks at home leading St. Mary's 29-27. Tournament championship berth is on the line. Back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
29-27, Hiawatha, as we start the fourth quarter. Bears with the basketball, down two. Winner against Marysville on Saturday in the midseason tournament championship here at Hiawatha. We get a whistle and a foul. And the Hiawatha foul against Addison Williams, her third. Team foul number five. 10 seconds into this fourth quarter, 29-27 Redhawks. Bears with it, but in some trouble. They get it inside. This is Heim turning and facing. Skips it left corner. Moylan for three. This one too strong. And in the corner, a rebound for Hurla to keep the possession alive. Now Heim doubled, and Lears comes away with a steal. Five turnovers in the second half, 13 in the game for St. Mary's. And a turnover on the other end here by Hiawatha. As a travel is going to be called against Nelson. 7:26 to go in the game. 29-27 Redhawks. Hiawatha showing some pressure here in the full court. And Garland had it knocked away, trying to fight for it and able to get it back to Moylan. So Moylan with it. Left side pass it goes. Nice entry to Smith. Shot is up. No good, but she shoots two. Would have tied the game, but will have to earn it at the free throw line. Foul against Kinsey Nelson, her second. So the rest of the game here, still 7:07 to go. St. Mary's is going to be in the bonus. Brennan Smith will shoot two. And the first free throw, no good. She's got 6 points. officially. 13 rebounds, and she goes 0 for 2. Missed opportunities there. Lears the rebound for Hiawatha. A minute gone by in this fourth quarter, and a double dribble's called against Addison Williams. Another turnover here by the Redhawks. So both teams a little sluggish. First minute and change into the fourth quarter. No points yet on the board, 29-27. Redhawks by two. Bears have to work against this pressure once again in the full court. Here is Garland. Bouncing it to Hurla. Deflected out of bounds by Lears. Active hands in the passing lane all night for Darcy Lears. Bears still need to get it across midcourt. They dump it into the backcourt here with Garland. Garland trying to get around a couple defenders and does, and finally gets across midcourt. Here is Hurla in the right corner. They lob one inside. It's high, too easy, too deep in the paint. And the layup is good for Hayden Heim, who's got 16, and we're tied at 29-29. And a timeout called by Hiawatha. It is a 30. We'll follow. Actually, keep it right here. Beg your pardon. So we'll keep it here. 6:32 to go in the game. A 29-29 tie. Brady Jasper calling that timeout for Hiawatha and then having some issues about something with the officiating. He was talking to a couple of them out there. But nonetheless, we got a good one here. A 29-29 tie. 6:32 to go. Winner gets Marysville Saturday afternoon in the championship here at the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. Loser will get a frustrated Jackson Heights team who had certainly plenty of opportunities to get that win over Marysville, but just unable to do so. And the Cobras are going to be looking to get back on track, a top five team in 2A. We'll have coverage on Saturday, so if St. Mary's wins, we will have just the third place game for you with Jackson Heights and Hiawatha. If the Redhawks win it, we will have both the third place and championship games for you. Those games will be right here on KNZA. Also, we'll change up the channels. We'll have Jackson Heights channel for you. The Cobra channel will have both games. And out of the timeout, a steal. Turnover by Hiawatha. Bears get it up the floor. Layup is good. Hayden Heim putting together a monster stat line now. 18 in the game. 31-29. Bears take the lead. 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. Lears drives, lays it in, count it, and the foul. Darcy Lears now with 15 and a chance to give her team the lead back at the line. Tied at 31-31, the foul on Moylan, her third. Lears been sensational tonight, 15 points. And make it 16, the old-fashioned three-point play. 32-31 Redhawks. Another deflected pass. Lears getting a little bit of extra effort and cheer from the crowd. All the deflections and hustle plays for her tonight. Bears get it in. It is Heim inside to Smith. Knocked away. Delaney a steal. Under 6 minutes to go in this game. Redhawks holding on to a one-point lead at 32-31. Here's Nelson, spinning in the lane, takes it all the way, shot short, gets her own rebound between a few white jerseys, able to get it away to Elfner, who pulls and hits. Credit Nelson, the second effort, 9 in the game for Elfner, 34-31 Redhawks. Driving and finishing is Hope Garland, just like that, the junior gets two back for the Bears, 34-33 at 5:22 to go. First game came down to the wire. This one is coming down to the wire as well. Here is Nelson, a right wing three. It's good. Kenzie Nelson, a 13% three-point shooter, connects from the deep right portion wing, and a turnover by the Bears. It is thrown out of bounds on the far sideline. The Redhawks lead at 37-33 with 5:04 to go. Just cracked south of 5 minutes left in this game. Redhawks by four with the ball, and they get an offensive foul away from the ball. They get an illegal screen. I'm not sure where they saw Nelson. There was no Bears defender anywhere close to her. That's the third foul against Nelson, so it's a turnover by Hiawatha. That's an unfortunate call. And now the Bears, can they get one back here? Down four. 4:45 left in this game. Here is Hurla with the basketball, right side on the wing, driving, gets by Williams, little right-handed floater is good. Nice individual effort, Isabel Hurla. 3 points for her, Bears down two, 37-35 at 4.5 minutes to go. Here's Williams, left side, Bears going man-to-man. Nelson up top for three, this one no good, rebound for the Bears. Chance to tie or take the lead for the Bears, and they throw it away, a steal by Nelson. Bears have struggled with turnovers here in the second half. Redhawks have it back. 37-35 is their lead. 4:05 to go in the game. Lears with 15 has the ball. Correction 16. Gets it up top. Now left side to Delaney. The pace is slowing down, no doubt. Now Delaney left side up top to Nelson. Turns. And Williams. Now an entry pass. Lears. Elfner. Pull up Jay. Too strong. A rebound Bears, and a foul against Addison Williams, who now has four. And it's a 1-1 now for St. Mary's. Free throws coming up here for Brenna Smith. Brenna Smith now 14 rebounds in this game. 3:43 to go. A sub is in for the Bears. We'll see Maisie Kent back in, a 5'5 sophomore guard. Hurla gets a breather. Also, Aubrey Kent's going to check back in here for Hiawatha, taking the spot of Addison Williams. So here's the first of the 1-1 for Brenna Smith. 6 points. 4-for-6 at the line. Make it 5-for-7. She hits the first. Has seven, and will get the bonus. 37-36. 3:43 left. Her second is short. But an offensive rebound is sucked back up and in by Hayden Heim, who has a game-high 20, and the Bears retake the lead 38-37 at 3:34 to go. Entry pass to Kent. Good kick. Lears open. Left corner three. Not there this time, but Elfner an offensive rebound. Second chance here for the Redhawks, now down at 38-37 at 3:20 to go. Here's Nelson right side. Delaney up top. They get it to Lears at the elbow. Good pass to Nelson, a right wing three. This one's strong, tipped, out of bounds. And it goes to St. Mary's. Last touch by Lears. And a timeout is called by Hiawatha. It is a full, so we'll take it with them. 3:10 to go in the game. Bears 38, Redhawks 37. Back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, a barn burner down the stretch. 3:09 and counting, fourth quarter. Bears 38, Redhawks 37. Winner to the tournament championship game on Saturday against Marysville. Bears struggling a little bit, but keep the possession alive. Here's Moylan with it right wing. Skips it Garland's way, left side. Under 3 minutes to go in this game. Bears with the ball and a one-point lead. Here is Kent with the basketball, left side on the wing, puts it on the dribble, picks it up, over the top pass, back to the point with Garland. Moylan has it on the wing right, 2:35 to go. Long skip pass to Kent's way, now drives towards the corner, short corner, cut off, and a pass taken away by Lears, and then she is fouled. Team foul number 5 against the Bears. A steal by Lears. And the Bears foul against Brenna Smith. So they still have a foul to give. Smith now with 3 fouls. As the Redhawks get it back. 2:28 to go, trailing by 1. 38-37. The first game came down to the final shot. This one certainly on pace for that as well. What do the Redhawks have up their sleeve? Delaney, left side pass. This is Nelson. Back up top to Delaney, high right. Nelson again a touch left side on the wing. They want Lears inside. She'll get it. Turning, facing on Heim. Puts it up. Had it ripped away and a steal. Turnover by the Redhawks. Coast to coast, this is Garland. Stops on a double team and kicks it back out to Herla for 3. In and out, no good. Battling for the rebound inside. And a timeout is called by the Bears. They gave Heim the rebound. And the Bears get a 30-second timeout called with a minute 51 to go and a 1-point lead. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Get you caught up here on the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. Marysville in the championship. They beat Jackson Heights earlier tonight, 44-42. So the winner gets Marysville on Saturday at 1:30 for the championship. Loser will play Jackson Heights at noon. If Hiawatha wins, we will carry both games on Saturday at noon and 1:30. If St. Mary's pulls it out and plays Marysville, we will just have the third place game with Hiawatha and Jackson Heights. One or two, we'll have it for you. Game or games will be on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of Jackson Heights and MSCSports.net, also right here on KNZA 103.9. Big possession here. Out of the timeout, Bears with the basketball, leading 38-37 with a 1:51 to go. Moylan looking left corner to Garland and curls back towards the point. Double team here by Hiawatha and forcing a turnover. Now knocked away at midcourt. Still on the floor is Delaney trying to wrestle it away from Heim. And the possession arrow will give it to Hiawatha. So it is ultimately a turnover by the Bears. And the Redhawks with good defense there. Getting it back. A minute 41 to go. Trailing by 1. 38-37. Bears sit back here in his own defense. Delaney to Lears, right side, curls to the point, right side to Delaney, sets it up for Lears on the wing, one dribble right to Delaney, gets inside, pulls up, and hits. Josie Delaney from the elbow, she's got 7, Redhawks retake the lead, 39-38, minute 16 and counting in this game. And the Redhawks get a stop. Here's Herla, had it knocked away by Lears, and that should be a jump ball, and the possession arrow will keep it with St. Mary's. Brady Jasper halfway on the floor trying to call a timeout. He's upset he did not get it. And it saves the Bears the possession there. So here we go. 68 seconds and counting. Bears down 1 with the ball. Here is Garland. Lears went for the steal, didn't get it. Now Herla has it left side. A minute to go in this game. Bears down 1 with the ball. Moylan up top at the point. Working right, and she's called for a carry. An interrupting call. It's a turnover by St. Mary's and another timeout. It is a full. We'll follow suit. Redhawks holding on. 39-38 their lead. 52 seconds to go. Back in a moment.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. located south on Last Chance Road in Troy. Call them at 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Down the home stretch, Hiawatha trying to hold on for the win. 39-38 is their lead. They have the ball, just getting it in. 50 seconds and counting, and there's a foul. It is the final foul to give for St. Mary's. As the foul is on Garland, that is her first, and team foul number six. 49.4 seconds left. Redhawks by one at 39-38. Trying to repeat as their midseason tournament champions. They won it last year and trying to get back to the championship game on Saturday. Here is Lears off to Delaney just in front of the midcourt line and is touched and fouled on the left wing with 40 seconds to go and free throws coming up as Moylan picks up her fourth. 40.3 seconds to go. Big time free throws coming up here for Josie Delaney. 61% at the line this year. First free throw, no good, and chasing down the rebound is Brenna Smith, another for her. Bears have a chance to take the lead, 35 seconds to go, they're down one. Here's Herla, driving, pulling up from 15, this one is strong, no good. Delaney, the rebound, gets it off to Lears, 25 seconds to go, nearly had it knocked away, and finally a timeout's called by Hiawatha. The Bears, half-hearted effort trying to foul, and the officials did not give it to them, so the Redhawks get a timeout in with 23 seconds to go. It's a full. We'll step aside for a quick 30. 39-38 Redhawks, 23 seconds left. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
The Moylan James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, let's get you caught up. 23 seconds left in this game. Lady Redhawks 39, St. Mary's 38. Hiawatha with the ball out of this timeout and the one-point lead. Far side of the floor. This will be Nelson to throw it in for Hiawatha. Gets it into the backcourt with Lears. That was close. Could have been over and back, but Lears gets it across midcourt. And finally surrounded and fouled. Down to 16 seconds to go, 16.7 to be exact. And the foul's on Brenna Smith. That is her fourth. Team foul number eight. So it's a 1-1 for Darcy Lears. She's had a big night, 16 points. And she misses the free throw, and Heim the rebound. Missed free throws, giving the Bears a chance. 11 seconds to go. Here's a three for the lead. Moylan hits it from the left corner. 9 points and three threes for Moylan. The Bears take a two-point lead and a timeout with just under 7 seconds to go. It is a full, but we will keep it right here. The Redhawks have had some opportunities here late at the free throw line. They have missed some crucial free throws down the stretch, and the Bears have stayed alive, and they just get a huge three in the left corner from Catherine Moylan, who now has 9 points on three threes tonight. And the Bears all of a sudden leading 41-39. They put a little bit of time back on the clock, 8.5 to be exact. So Hiawatha gets a little bit more time, not quite two more seconds. But the Redhawks will have a chance to either win this game at the horn or send it to overtime. Both teams have 8 fouls. Hiawatha led this game by 2 going into this final quarter. And they have to work the full length of the floor. 8.5 seconds to go. Redhawks down 2, 41-39. This will be Lears to throw it in. Delaney, short corner right, 7 seconds to work. Lears at midcourt, 4 seconds, coast to coast, layup, good! At the buzzer, and we're going to overtime! Nobody stops Darcy Lears in transition. And we got ourselves an extra few minutes as we're going to overtime. A 41-41 tie. We'll step aside back in a moment. Overtime's next here on KNZA.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, some extra basketball tonight. Darcy Lears coast to coast. And a right-handed layup as time expires to send this game into overtime. St. Mary's and Hiawatha, 41 apiece. We got an extra 4 minutes of basketball. And the tip-off is won by St. Mary's. Winner on to the midseason tournament championship game Saturday. Here inside the roundhouse. What a game we've had here tonight. Both games have been fantastic. Hiawatha staying in the zone. Hurla has it. Entry pass on the block. This is Heim. Shot is up and good. How about Hayden Heim? 22, 43, 41 Bears. 30 seconds into this 4 minute overtime. Here is Delaney, left side on the wing. Dribbles back to the point. Right side pass to Addison Williams. Right corner, it goes to Nelson. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Now Delaney has it back to Nelson. Nelson on the wing. Wants Elfner. Instead, it's back up top to Delaney. Drives. Kicks left to Williams. Now Elfner a touch in the corner. Good close out there by Hurla to keep the three down. Williams now with the basketball in the right corner. Lears trying to post up. They go inside. She's doubled. Pass deflected. Bodies hit the floor. And a foul against Hiawatha. Kenzie Nelson diving for the basketball, picking up the foul. That's her third. The fans a little moan and groan there. They don't like it. And free throws coming up here for St. Mary's. Team foul number 9. It's a 1-1. This will be Isabel Hurla to shoot the 1-1. 3 points and 4 rebounds for her tonight. A 5'7 sophomore. Exactly 3 minutes to go in overtime, and the free throw is no good, and Darcy Lears the rebound. 43-41 Bears, under 3 minutes to go in overtime. Delaney to Williams, left side, or pass to Elfner in the corner. Bears are sitting in a 2-3 zone. 2:40 to go in this overtime. Bears by two. Redhawks with the ball. Williams up top. Moylan and Garland, the two atop this 2-3 zone. Here's Nelson in the right corner. Now Williams at the elbow, facing the bucket. One dribble, two dribbles. Now gets it back to Delaney up top. Right back to Williams. Lears inside. Scoops one up. It's no good. Saved inside by Nelson. And a whistle and a travel is going to be the call. Well, that was a bizarre scenario. Nelson, a rebound, saved it from going out of bounds, and then picked up by Hurla, and then she's called for a travel. So the Redhawks keep the possession at 2:15 left in overtime, trailing 43-41. Lears inside, knocked away, and I think this is a travel, and it is. She kind of lost the footing a little bit inside, trapped by three white jerseys, and shuffled the feet, and the Bears force a big turnover. Hiawatha showing pressure. Down two. 2:10 to go in overtime. 43-41. Bears break the pressure. Inside shot is up and good. Banked off the window by Brenna Smith, who now has 9. 45-41. The Bears have scored the 4 lone points in overtime. Minute 50 and counting. This is a big possession for the Redhawks. Here's Lears on the wing. Drives in. Kicks it left. Williams skips it to Delaney, tries a three, got it. Josie Delaney from downtown, she's got 10, 45-44 Bears with a minute 35 to go in overtime. Ice in the veins for Delaney on that three. Bears nearly turn it over, a trap inside, Smith, and a timeout called by St. Mary's. Probably saved a turnover, it's a full, we'll follow suit. Minute 26 to go in overtime. Bears 45, Red Hawks 44, back in 60 on KNZA.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lear's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
1:26 to go in overtime. Bears holding on to a one-point lead, 45-44 here at Hiawatha. They get it inside. Off the inbounds pass. Now up top, the Bears have it. This is Heim with it. Left side. Now up top it goes. This is Garland. Minute 15 left in this overtime. Bears lead it by one. With the ball. Both teams in the bonus, of course, the rest of the way. Drive. Wild shot. No good. Missed by Smith. And this should be a jump ball inside. Possession arrow. We'll give it back to the Redhawks. So a missed opportunity by the Bears. And the Redhawks can take the lead with 1:03 to go in overtime. Here is Delaney across midcourt with a minute to go. 45-44 Bears in overtime. Delaney hit a clutch three on their last possession to get them back to within one. Here's Lears at the free throw line. Turns, had it knocked away, but tipped back to Delaney. 45 seconds to go. Redhawks down one in overtime. Here's Delaney, left side on the wing, down to 40 seconds. Sam Brady Jasper will call the timeout at 38.6 seconds to go. It's a 30, so we will keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Brandon Sandman, Kirk Hillman, Leah and Paige, of course, here on the Hiawatha Channel doing the video work for us tonight, as we've had a couple good ones. The first game coming down the home stretch as Marysville knocked off a top five team in 2A in Jackson Heights, 44-42, and this game is in overtime. St. Mary's in Hiawatha, the Bears holding on to a one-point lead at 45-44. With 38.6 seconds remaining. This one has been a lot of fun. Now the winner again will get Marysville in the championship. Loser will get Jackson Heights. If Hiawatha wins, we will have coverage of both the third and championship games on Saturday. If St. Mary's wins, we'll have just the third place game, which would be Hiawatha and Jackson Heights. Regardless, at least one, maybe two games for you on Saturday to wrap up this tournament at Hiawatha. Well, let's see what eighth-year head coach Brady Jasper's drawn up out of the timeout. 38.6 seconds to go. His team down 45-44 in overtime. Here we go. Delaney gets it into the backcourt. Right side pass to Elfner. Delaney gets it back. Left side to Williams. Lears inside. They missed her, and Williams still looking. Now Lears a touch to the free throw line. Kicks it Delaney's way. Steps in. Now Elfner had it knocked away and out of bounds with 21 seconds to go. Good defense by Hurlitz. A 21.3 to go. Redhawks still with the possession. Williams to throw it in. Delaney has it. 20 seconds to go in overtime. Redhawks down one with the ball. Here's Lears. Elfner, left side. She tries a three. Hits it! With 12 seconds to go, a three for Elfner. 47-45. Hurla and the Bears get it up the floor. Her shot is up, no good. Rebound, shot is back up, no good. And that'll do it. We get a whistle and a timeout. They're going to call it. Abby Elfner with the game-winning three in overtime. What a ball game. Final score in OT. Red Hawks 47, Bears 45. We'll recap it when we come back here on KNZA.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you say over?
Deer and snow are nice
nothing
to see, but not when you're behind
it.
The wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust dependent on this forever. Lawrence and Crew are the experience.
Hey, this is Ryan Lundquil.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break.
For the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA with Hiawatha.
Located at 2401 Frederick Avenue. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy, call them at 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
One final time, two fantastic games tonight here inside the roundhouse at Hiawatha. Brandon Tabman and Kurt Kilman with you. So the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Tournament down to the final day on Saturday. Marysville and Hiawatha will play in the championship game. It'll be Jackson Heights and St. Mary's in the third place game. We'll have both of them for you here on Saturday. So Jackson Heights and St. Mary's, the third place game at 12 noon. And then around 1:30, we'll have that championship for you with Marysville and Hiawatha. So an overtime winner for Hiawatha, 47-45. They had some huge shots late in this game, and that was after they missed a few free throws down the stretch, which gave St. Mary's an opportunity to have a chance to win, but they would tie it. But ultimately, this game was sent into overtime thanks to Darcy Lears. The Bears had a two-point lead with 8.5 seconds to go. The Redhawks, out of a timeout, had to work the full length of the floor. Lears threw it into Delaney. Delaney got it right back to Lears. Lears took it coast-to-coast, not picked up by anyone, and she laid it in as time expired to send this game into overtime. So we were tied at 41. The Bears came out, scored the first 4 points of overtime, and led it 45-41. Josie Delaney had a huge three late in that overtime to get Hiawatha back to within 45-44. And ultimately, the game-winning three with about 10 seconds to go, they set it up for Abby Elfner, who hits one from the left wing, gave Hiawatha the 47-45 lead. And back the other way, the Bears had two opportunities underneath the bucket on a couple of offensive rebounds and putbacks. They both came off the rim, no good. And the Redhawks celebrated a big-time win here in overtime. And they get to 500. They're now 6-6. The Bears drop to 4-7. And let's run through the stats real quick for this one tonight. So, again, Hiawatha, Darcy Lears, again, the layup to send it to overtime. She had 18 to lead the Redhawks. Abby Elfner had the game-winning three in overtime. She finished the game 12 points and 6 rebounds. Also 10 points, 5 rebounds from Josie Delaney. They got 5 points and 7 rebounds from Kenzie Nelson, and also 2 points from Addison Williams. Bears had 22 points and 10 rebounds from Hayden Heim in a losing effort. Brenna Smith also a near double-double at 9 points and 16 rebounds. Catherine Moylan hit a big three late in regulation for the Bears and had 9 points. And then they got 3 from Herla and then 2 from Garland. Bears out-rebounded Hiawatha 33-26. Bears had 19 turnovers. Redhawks had 14 turnovers. Bears were 8 of 13 at the free throw line. Redhawks, despite the win, just 2 of 9 from the free throw line. So now our player of the game, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, Lears was the leading scorer, but Abby Elfner hit the big-time shot, the 6'1 junior, 12 points and 6 rebounds in the game-winning 3 in overtime. So Abby, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us tonight. Appreciate everyone. Paige and Leah helping out with the Hiawatha channel. Kurt back in studio, keeping us dialed up and on the air. So that means we're going to have 2 games for you on Saturday. They will both be on the Cobra channel. Of course, the game's tonight on the Hiawatha channel, but the Cobra channel will have both games on Saturday. It'll start with the third place game at noon with Jackson Heights and St. Mary's. And then the championship game will follow around 1:30. It'll be Hiawatha taking on Marysville. Again, our second game tonight in overtime. Hiawatha wins it 47-45. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you for more high school basketball tomorrow night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.